Hey guys.
Hey guys. Welcome back to
Awkward Stage,
the podcast.
I'm Alina.
And I'm Nicole.
We are your hosts. And today we have a very special guest. We're so excited.
She's so special to us.
She's a comedian. She's a TikTok star.
She's a sensation. I'm sure you've seen her dance mom videos and her say yes to the dress videos.
And her fun aunt videos.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everyone on TikTok has seen the say yes to the dress videos.
Yes, yes.
Kendall.
Hello.
How are you? Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
We're so excited. We needed a backup, follow-up date to our Mel's drive-in.
Yes. That was an incredible evening.
That was so fun.
We, the three of us went to an event and then found each other. And that was the first time we met. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we all went to a diner at like 1 a.m.
Which I haven't done since high school. Yeah. I really did feel young again.
It made me feel so young.
Yeah.
And ordering one pancake as a side dish to my burger and fries was everything.
And so I had to go home because my mom was staying with me. And I was like, I can't leave my mom alone with my dog. Like, she can't be trusted.
And were you right?
Was it a disaster when you arrived? Everywhere.
How does that happen?
I don't know. My mom, I'm like, okay, mom, you have to let him outside. And she's like, I think I let him outside. I don't know. He pooped. Well, you didn't let him outside.
Not outside.
Wow. So as you guys felt like a kid, I felt like a mother.
But we had so much fun, and you told us that you and your girlfriend live in what
Burbank.
Part of? Burbank, that's right.
Yes.
And how long have you guys been in LA?
Well, I've been in LA for like a year and a half ish, and we both moved from New York, so they've been in LA longer. But we both lived in New York for quite a while.
New York City. If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
Okay. What's the biggest different, like, positive difference from LA to New York?
That I don't want to cry constantly is wonderful. Because New York was, people are always like, do you miss New York? And I'm like, absolutely not. I don't mean to hate on New York because I know people will come for me. But it is hard to live there. It's not set up to live there unless you're like a millionaire. And then it's really a lot of fun. Because people are always like, well, aren't you seeing so much theater and doing all that? And I was like, no, I work 7 days a week at a restaurant. Like, I'm not doing anything besides that. And it's awful.
And like, if you want to go to Broadway, you have to like spend your entire paycheck.
Yes, exactly. And then I feel like sometimes, even though I really do love Broadway, seeing Broadway, sometimes I'm like, I just want to go home and sleep because I'm too tired. I don't want to go out and do anything.
Because no matter where you live, like, you just have your everyday life and you need your time off. But my friends and family in Germany always think that I spend a lot of time on the beach, or like by the beach.
Oh, sure.
But I'm like,
because you live in California.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not.
No.
We work and then we like to be home and have a glass of wine and go to bed at
night. Like, people assume that when you live at a place, like, you're doing all the things they would do if they were to visit that place, like vacation that place.
But which is so crazy because now I'm like, I can't imagine when people vacation to New York, I'm like, that feels crazy to me. Why are you going there? Or like when people, I guess, vacation to LA, I'm still like, what are you going to see?
The least relaxing city in the world.
Yeah. To see like the
stress
stars.
People.
No, I have such a hard time when people come into town trying to figure out what to do with them.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I know that there's so much to do, but I feel like there's nothing to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember when I lived in New York, my friend was visiting and it was during a heat wave, which in New York is like so bad because it's like 200% humidity and 90 degrees. And you're taking the subway everywhere. And it's so small and it's so crowded. And I remember I took her to, she was only there for 3 days. I took her to a Starbucks for 3 hours to sit because it was air conditioned. And she kept being like, do you want to go somewhere? And I'd be like, no, I don't want to at all.
No, I want another almond milk latte with a shot of vanilla. What would you like?
Exactly.
Okay, so let's before we ask you about your awkwardness in your life, where did you grow up?
I grew up in a town called Grass Valley, California. It's very small. It's in Northern California.
Okay.
Grass Valley.
Was there a ton of grass in that?
There was a lot of grass. There was a lot of grass. It was a valley. Uh-huh. And it is very hippie. A lot of hippies. A lot of, a lot of organic.
You think
food.
It was like a bunch of hippies that were high that gave it the name? Like,
Well, apparently, it's like a gold mining town. It's an old gold mining town, but that has nothing to do with grass. So I don't know. I think that might mean marijuana. But also, maybe. I'm making all this up. I have no idea.
Ask when you your say grandparents, when you I say hippie, what are we talking here?
A lot of people who like have chickens in their backyard and like don't. Not all, I'm not generalizing the population of grass valley, but a lot of people don't get vaccinated. Mm. A lot of, you know, a lot of, I remember driving home with my friend's dad one time, and he was like, in 2012, you're going to wake up and like technology is going to be gone and you're going to be rebirthed out of like a bald eagle. Like, and I don't even, I'm just as lost as you are. Like, I have no idea what he meant by any of this, but just that type of vibe. A lot of yoga, we're doing yoga in class. Like every morning in third grade, we go out in the field to yoga.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like incredible. You just described both. Like, you described hippies, but you also described, like, ultra-conservative.
Yeah. But in that crossover, that's, like, crossover. If you believe in, like, natural healing and, like, no, like, artificial stuff, but they're not necessarily, like,
there's a
America,
really,
but, like...
Exactly. There's a really... Because our town is, well, it used to be pretty liberal. Well, it's 50-50 split, I would say, because there's a lot of people who were... had lived there for forever and were pretty conservative because it's a pretty small town. And then a lot of people moved up from the Bay Area because it's really pretty. And so it was always kind of like really liberal people and really conservative people. But then there is a crossover where a lot of really liberal people do that loop and then they're Trump supporters somehow.
Yeah.
I don't really understand. But that definitely happened there.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But it sounds like a very zen childhood.
Yeah, yoga and chickens.
Chickens.
Yeah, it was pretty sad. I didn't have chickens. I really want chickens.
If everybody else has chickens.
And now celebrities have chickens. So, like, now we really got to get on it.
And I want a pig really bad. Ooh. Which apparently.
A house pig?
Well, I guess that's all I would be able to have. Because I don't have lambs.
You haven't thought this through.
Not at all. Okay. And I've heard it's illegal to have livestock in Los Angeles. So I have a lot of things I need to work through, but I would love to have
put it on the list.
So that's the Grass Valley in me.
Where'd you went to high school there?
Yes, I did.
Or school there, just in general.
I went to elementary school, middle school, high school.
Was it small?
It wasn't small because there was like one high school that everyone went to. So it was pretty big.
Was it close to the ocean, like in Northern California or like? Well, it was a valley.
It's closer to Nevada.
Got it. So like hot and dry.
Yeah.
Hot, dry hippies.
Hippies.
Hot, dry hippies.
In Grass Valley.
Exactly. That's exactly what it was.
That's where you grew up. Okay.
It's beautiful.
All right. I feel like we have a good foundation. Mm-hmm. We're going to quickly just break for our amazing sponsor. And we'll be right back.
BRB.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Okay, how well would you take care of your car if you had to keep this same one your entire life? That's how our brains work, so why don't we treat them that way? How we care for our minds affects how we experience life, so it's important that we invest time and care into keeping them healthy. There are plenty of ways to support a healthy brain, like learning a new language or taking power naps. There's also BetterHelp online therapy. I always thought I would do therapy someday because the process of actually reaching out, finding a therapist, and paying for it seemed a lot. But then during the pandemic, I tried BetterHelp online therapy and I really liked it. I loved the way they were able to match me with a therapist that was very specific to my needs. And I'm just a big fan of how BetterHelp makes therapy accessible for everyone. BetterHelp is online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat only therapy sessions. So if you don't want to see anyone, you don't have to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/awkward. That's betterhelp.com/awkward. That's AWKWARD. Bye.
Okay, Kendall.
Okay, hello.
So we know where you grew up. We have like the setting.
Yes.
What kind of when would you say was
your what kind of child were you?
But like during your awkward stage, right? Oh, yeah. Like when would you say your awkward stage was?
Well, I was awkward. I feel like this is a classic answer, but I was awkward for a very long time, from like third grade till 6 months ago, maybe. But I feel like middle school, everyone was awkward. So I never felt out of place. I feel like everyone was like confused and had their issues. But in elementary school, like third to fifth grade, I would say is my prime awkward stage.
Okay.
Because I really developed, not in a positive way, early then. I had like acne in third grade. Like
in third grade?
In third grade. I was also like 5'3" by third grade. Very tall.
Wow. Yeah.
Way taller than everyone else. I got this really blunt haircut. I had braces and I had headgear, which was terrible.
Wait. Sleeping headgear or all
sleeping
day
headgear?
Okay.
Yes. Oh. That is important. I don't think, do they do all day headgear still?
I don't know if they still do it, but that should be illegal. But when you say blunt haircut, like a,
it was
like
short.
It was short.
And it went
up in the back?
A-line in the back.
Oh, no. That's like a Karen haircut.
It was really.
These days.
They were doing that to kids.
Yes.
In like 2009. I feel like they were giving kids like Karen haircuts.
And maybe it was like the Paris Hilton look. She had like a thing going that went
It definitely didn't turn out that way, is what I'll say.
Inspiration.
You didn't look like Paris Hilton.
They did not look like Paris
Hilton.
You
saying, okay.
And I also, my outfits were very bad. Very sweet. Very pure. But like up until like the seventh grade, eighth grade, I was still wearing like Argyle. I think that's the right word. Like the shorts that you would probably golf in.
Oh.
Like Arnold Palmer
Bermuda
shorts. Bermuda shorts. That's sort of
like beige.
Like
unfortunately, no. Like
plaid
bright
Bermuda
colors.
Oh.
Like, yeah, the Bermuda, like pink, blue. I had I had like six pairs of them, and I just like cycled through. I had collared.
Was it paired with a polo?
Yes. Every time. Paired with a polo and with Crocs.
Oh, okay.
And I always was like trying to have a thing. Like I always wanted a thing. So like I got
to express yourself.
Yes, but it like was never any expression of me. It was just like a random thing that I was like, people are gonna like know me for this.
Oh,
thing.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I got this like frog beanie that like had tassels that came down that like looked like the frog's feet, and I wore it for like 6 months straight. Being, like, this is my
it's
thing.
It's giving Bob's Burgers.
I've never seen Bob's Burgers.
She wears
crazy,
that.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Also, do you like that I just said it's giving? Like, when have I ever?
It's giving.
When have I ever said something?
It's giving Bob's. It's giving Burgers.
I'm like hosting a podcast, so all of a sudden I'm like I should use the words that everyone. It's
well, you
giving,
sound really natural.
Thank you.
It sounds really good.
It's giving Bob's Burgers. It's giving Louise.
Snap for Bob's Burgers.
I'm gutted.
It's like good though. It
I'm
good.
Dead.
You just become a different person.
I'm dead.
I feel myself doing that too though.
What if everyone was telling these stories and we were just like, I'm dead.
Oh my
god. Dead.
I do feel like though having this podcast mic, I'm like
slay.
Talking a
don't
little
you feel
more.
Like, yeah,
like more vocal fry than
no,
normal.
No, totally. Slay.
I love the vocal fry.
This podcast.
Okay, so you were giving Bob's Burgers. With your frog hat.
Wait, and you did have braces in third grade.
Yes, I had braces. And then I had braces for a long time, too. I had braces, like, third through fifth grade or something to fix my – no, maybe that's maybe too long. Third through, like, fourth grade to fix my overbite.
Mm.
And then I got them back on for, like, seventh grade through, like, sophomore year in high school.
Was it one of those things that they were like, oh, well, if she already has – acne, she's ready for braces.
Exactly.
They let's like, give her a pair of glasses.
Exactly. Well, that was, I got glasses in like early high school and I put them on and I realized this is so deeply sad, but I had never like, I have really bad eyesight and I'd like never really seen myself before because it was so blurred. And I like put them on at the eye doctor and like took them off and like I, like, cried, and I was like,
no.
I'm never putting these glasses on again, because I, like, thought my skin looked fine.
Stop.
I was like, my skin's great. It's so smooth, and I put on these glasses, and I was like, Why did no one tell me
that's that like I look how like I feel this? About HD. Like, why did they make those TVs? It's just like you God. See everything.
Terrible.
Wait, so you did you always have you didn't know you had bad eyesight until high school?
No.
And you I just still... you just put it on, it was like, ah.
But a very like what a, is this the world? Sounds of hell. It was yeah. not that beautiful. It was scary. It was really bad. Yeah, and I never put them on again. Until recently, honestly. Until like last year, I was like, I need to start wearing glasses.
Wait, so
I
did went, you just walk around with like blurry vision?
Yes, and I still do. Right now, I'm like, I have no idea. What? And this is a whole tangent.
Do that you know who on, you're talking to?
No, and that's what I was going to say. I have no idea. Okay. I was actually in an improv class like a couple weeks ago, and I wore my glasses to class, and all of a sudden I was like really stage fright. I've like never had stage fright in my entire life. And I was like, I think I've never had stage fright because I like literally am just in a blurred room where I can't see anyone's face and have no idea what's going on. So I took them off again. I was like, I'm not doing this glasses
that's
thing.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So anyways, I was an ugly child. So we could look I was very like ugly.
Anything.
Anything you want to be. I can make that happen in my mind's eye.
Okay, sorry.
So, okay, so the visual is just like, you look like a little golfer.
Yeah, little golfer.
Golfer girl.
And I was a golfer.
With a frog. Wait, you were a golfer?
I was a golfer.
Like, you played golf?
Very competitively, as I was very obsessed with golf. I did a lot of other things, too, but golf was my main thing for a while.
At that age?
Yeah, already? Very young. Very, very young to do golf. I went, my mom took me when I was like 6, and I was just like incredible at it in a way that is crazy. I was like hitting it so far straight over and over again, could just do it.
Wow.
As much as I wanted.
Okay, and so now it's like, okay, well, sense. If I need to like quickly after school like run to the golf course, I have to have my Bermuda shorts already on.
Exactly.
Okay, so this is making a lot of sense.
And the golf shoes are ugly too. I don't know if you guys like have seen a pair of golf shoes.
No.
They're not cute. They're like, they first of all, it's made for old men is what the outfits yes. are really catered to. So they look like bowling shoes, but then on the bottom they have like spikes.
Oh.
Similar to soccer cleats, but somehow still uglier. Uglier than soccer cleats. So it was really bad. And I always had a tan line that was like where my golf glove was. Uh-huh. So it would be like a really dark line. Oh, and then my hand was like really white.
So was it cool? Like, did other kids at school do golf?
No. It was just me. By myself. It was very like independent. It was like my dad would take me golfing and I would just golf with him. And then we would get into fights because it was just like with your parents that much and them like coaching you. And then I'd have my golf coach. But kids my age didn't golf because it's not fun. And also I did one tournament, but I had to be entered in like a boys tournament. I did very well. That's what I'll say.
You did very well. I just spent all by myself.
They Sorry, didn't have like, a girls' golf tournament?
No, because it would just be me. It would just have been me competing, which is what it already was. So, no, there was no girls' tournament. But
so, were you the only girl in this boys' golf tournament?
There was one other girl who, she was so nice. She was probably the worst golfer I've ever seen in my entire life. I think that her parents, like, put her, like, it seemed like she was not trying to be good at golf. Like, it seemed like she'd never golfed before in her entire life. And her parents were like, this would be a fun thing to make her do. And I was with her. Like, we did the course together. Uh-huh. And she would, like, hit the golf ball and it would go, like, a foot. And then she'd, like, hit it. It would go another foot. And she was just, like, laughing the whole time. Like, this is terrible. And I was like, yeah, this is really terrible. This is going to take us, like, 17 hours. But she was very nice. Oh. And she had other talents, I assume.
Yeah, probably.
Fingers crossed, I hope.
What was her name?
Don't quit
shout out.
Day job, yeah. Jenny.
Exactly. That's what I told her.
Did you win?
I can't remember. I think I got like second
Ooh.
Place. But what I will say is that I was partnered with, it was like a doubles tournament. Oh. I think is what they call it. I was partnered with this girl.
Oh.
So I think what happened is I got second place, but everyone was like, that's crazy because she was terrible. So
on your own, you would
have. I probably would have blown everything out of the water.
You probably would be a professional golfer now instead of a freaking
whatever I'm doing.
You know, it's the failures that turn us to comedy.
Exactly. My parents were devastated when I quit.
Oh.
Golf. Well, really, my dad. My dad was pretty devastated. And he still says if he if he's watching golf on the TV, he's like, you had such a swing, Kendall. And I'm like, thank you. I'm not going to do it, though. He's always like, do you ever want to get back out on the course? And I'm like, no. No, I don't. But, yeah.
You okay. should. You can golf with my fiance if you want.
Oh, my God, please.
He really likes
I'm probably terrible now. I stopped golfing when I was 14, and I never golfed again. I, like, put the club down and was like, goodbye. Oh, I did it one time. I was drunk, and it was pitch black, and my friend lived on a golf course, and I, like, picked it up again and tried.
Sorry, your friend lived on a golf course?
Yes. My.
What does that mean?
He lived – have you ever seen people live on a golf course?
In Grass Valley.
No. It's a Grass Valley thing.
He had chickens. Have you not heard about that? And he was
yeah, they lived on a golf course. It, like, they're oh. people live in a golf course because they're so obsessed with golf. And he, it was like late at night, and we would go out on the golf course and like drink. And I,
that's my kind of golf.
Yeah, exactly. And I was hitting it into the dark, and I think I was like missing the ball. It was like very bad, so I'm probably not good anymore.
Okay, okay, but you were a little golfer girl,
little golfer prodigy.
Did your classmates think that that was cool that you had that hobby, or were they like, look at this golfer girl?
What about your your friends? Like, what kind of, were you like a very social kid, or were you shy?
I was very social, but I had what they would now call intense ADHD, but it was not diagnosed. They now in the industry call that attention deficit disorder. I was weird. I was a very weird kid. Like, my fourth grade year, I pretended to be a squirrel. Like, I had an alter ego named Nutty that, like, if you pulled my arm, I would, like, bring him out. And I, like, did that.
An invisible squirrel?
No, I became the squirrel. Oh. He was, like, inside of me.
How so did you become a squirrel?
Yes.
There was a voice, which I have tried to do and cannot anymore. My voice doesn't
know
do that
this is a visual, not a visual. This is, we're doing a podcast.
This is audio. Yes.
So
this is
audio. You can get an attempt.
I can do an attempt. It was like I truly don't even know what muscles to begin to use in my throat. It was like a hey, yes, I'm Nutty the Squirrel. But it was like way higher than that. It was like so high pitched.
Okay, and wow. Everyone loved it.
As I remember it, yes. I'm sure in reality, no. But I did it a lot. Like, all the time I was doing this character. It had a whole – I mean, it went on for, like, a year. So it had a whole backstory. I think eventually you went to college. Like, there was all this. And I would do that constantly. Yeah. I did a lot of bits. I did a lot of, like, pranking boys. I thought that was, like, really cool to, like, prank
it is cool.
guys. Like, ask them out and then, like, be like, just kidding. Fuck you. And then they were like, wait, who are you? Like, get away from me.
I thought, like, pranks, but you were just like
bullying is what I think.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, do you want a piece of this? And they were like, yeah, actually, I really like
you.
And
you're
like,
well,
fuck you.
Just kidding, fuck you.
I don't think they often said yes. I think what it usually was is them being like, no. And I'd be like, well, then I don't. This is a prank.
Well, joke's on you.
Yeah, exactly. So I did a lot of that. I tried to do like a character, another character. My girlfriend thinks this is really funny because I really wanted a nickname when I was a kid. And so I really tried to get people to call me Hammy for a long time, which I don't know. I think that might be from Over the Hedge is where maybe I got it from. Mm-hmm. The squirrel's name. I clearly connected with squirrels.
What's it with you and squirrels?
I think I really was like, I am a squirrel.
But like... a nickname, it has to, like, come from your name. Right. So
famously,
Hammy.
It does need to come from your name. And this one did not. And it did not stick. And I really pushed for it for a while. I was like, please just call me Hammy, which is such an embarrassing name. Most kids would be like, please, if my parents call me this, it's so embarrassing. But I really wanted to be quirky, I think.
I think so you did that all without trying.
Exactly.
You really.
That's exactly right.
But now I'm really understanding that like characters have always been your life. Like
yes.
you're just living in these characters. So like when you're home with your girlfriend, are you just like being the mom on Say Yes to the Dress at home
yes.
and being like, pull my arm. And you just go into your characters.
I do feel like there's a lot of characters. There's a lot of accents that go on in my house.
And does she still pull your arm to bring them out?
Oh, yeah. But Nettie's gotten a little sexier of it.
Pull my arm.
Pull my arm and see what happens.
She starts doing the squirrel voice.
I was just no, I don't do Snotty anymore.
Take the squirrel to the bedroom.
Scary. Scary thought. Yeah, I always did do characters into high school. Then I got into Miranda Sings in high school. That was a whole phase that I can't even think about or I get anxiety. But I really did. I was always doing character.
Okay, so do we have an embarrassing story from this phase of your life?
I do. I have. Yes. It was hard because I have a lot, as I'm sure we all do. Mm-hmm. But not a lot was embarrassing to me. A lot of things I did were definitely embarrassing, like most of the things I just explained to you. But to me, I was like, I'm really cool and everybody's loving this.
Right.
But I was I had a little bit of an ego as a kid, which is crazy because I was nothing to have an ego about. But I thought I was really cool. And I was taking acting classes outside of school and I thought that was really cool.
It is really cool in our book.
So much. Yeah, thank you.
I'm impressed.
Thank you. I did an acting. It was an act. I did an acting camp that also had like theatrical dance involved. So I thought that was really cool. Ooh. And so we had our school play. I had to go get my braces during the auditions. So I didn't get to audition, which was devastating. And I got cast while I was gone as like a random side character that was a princess, which also I also hated that because I was like very anti dresses and pink and I was like really kind of a tomboy. And so I got cast as a princess. I was very upset and very embarrassed by that, and because I was like, I'm gonna be the lead, everyone knows I'm an actor,
right? But you were busy getting braces. Also, just like that, were you so pissed off that your braces appointment was during auditions?
So upset.
Yeah, how do so adults just like prioritize that over life-changing acting role?
And honestly, I haven't thought about that until now. And I feel like I need to call my mom and be like, what was your
fuck
process?
Fuck up your mom.
Fuck my mom.
This is going to be a recurring theme in this.
Every time anyone mentions their mom, we should just say, we should fuck her up.
But it's rude. We should fuck her up. It was rude.
It's not okay. I'm sure she had the appointment for months.
I don't get it.
Where she wanted
shit
to sabotage your chances.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. And I think it was really humbling because I was like, well, they'll know I'm like a clear talent. Mm-hmm. They'll be like, she doesn't need to audition. We'll give her the lead. And then to come back to them being like, oh, like what part should she have? Be the princess. I was like, this is, I did not expect this. Like, I thought I was going to be the lead. I remember the play was called Character Matters. It was one of those like elementary school plays where they like, it's not a play, but they made it to like teach you something.
Yeah.
I don't have any real memory of what any character besides, I know I was a princess and I know my boyfriend at the time.
Must have been really life changing for the audience.
Exactly. Yeah. Very. Yeah. People learned a lot.
You had a boyfriend.
I did. His name was Evan and he played Humpty Dumpty in this, which he did a really good job. I do remember that. I remember being like, he's really good. And so I got back and I am this princess. I was really upset. And then I go to the performance. I'm already embarrassed because I'm like, people are expecting me to be the lead. And then these people are going to come see the show and be like, how did she land this terrible role? What must have happened during the audition?
Right, like, why is that girl such a standout as the princess? And why was she
exactly
on?
Yeah. And there was tiers of princesses. And I was the lead princess.
Okay.
Of course. Because they did hold an audition. I got the lines. So we're placed on – I went to a very – not well-funded public school.
Okay.
So we're all sitting on milk crates. That was our like risers. We're like these milk crates that we would stand on. And I was like at the back because I was a stupid princess that had no point in this play. And I like, this was during the live show. My whole family's there. All my siblings are there. I'm trying to really impress everyone. And I trip during my line or the milk crate like falls out from underneath me and I like go flying and I like slam my head against the wall and like fully black out briefly during my one line that I only had one line.
What was your line?
I have no idea. I don't even remember what.
Wait, you had one line and you fell off your milk crate and got a concussion during your one line.
Exactly. And I remember waking up and my sister, my family is so chaotic. My sister's sprinting up to the stage, like screaming, which is like, don't do that, please. Because I, for some reason, was like, no one will notice that this has happened. And then I'm like, great, now everybody sees.
Oh, because my sister came on stage.
Is screaming and making this about herself. And I was just so embarrassed. My boyfriend was there, and I was really embarrassed by that. And his whole family was there.
Oh, no.
The in-laws.
The in-laws were there. It was
Humpty Dumpty's
in-laws.
Wait,
and this is third grade.
Third grade.
Did they stop the play?
I don't remember. I don't think so, to be honest. I feel like they were like, we've put so much not time into this, and there's only one show. Like, we'll just...
Oh.
And... Fortunately, if you take me out of the play, really doesn't affect much of the plot because I had one line. So they were like, well, she's done. Just take her to the office.
You're just bleeding in the background.
But I remember like school plays, like you thought it was as if you were debuting on Broadway. Like it was so important.
It felt so important to me. And I did get a lead eventually.
Yes.
In fifth grade, I played George Washington. I don't even remember what the play was called or what it was about. I assume George Washington,
but very educational. Problematic.
Yes. Yeah, play. Very problematic play is what I'm going to assume. But I remember I got it because I was the only one. Our teacher was like, if you want the lead, you have to like write an essay explaining why you want to be the lead. And I was the only one who wrote an essay. And I like really thought it was going to be competitive. I spent so much time on it and like came in and was like, I would like to be George Washington. And he was like, okay, like you're the only person who came in after class.
Wait,
to do
why
this.
Would you have to write an essay? Like,
I guess
an essay on George Washington?
No,
what?
An essay on why I wanted to play George
was this
Washington.
Part of like, was this some kind of lesson for like artists or like, no,
this
it doesn't
was
sound
just,
like it.
He probably didn't want to listen to all of us read.
He didn't want to audition.
He did not want to do an audition.
I'm trying to understand like what you would even write in that essay. Like,
I can't imagine.
I know that I am a talent and I would like to show that to the world.
And I love George Washington. I'm always connected to George Washington.
I'm always connected.
I feel like I'm just like
to
him.
To his past, yeah.
And I have a lot of like preparations that I have planned to do to get into character. I like can't imagine what I wrote. And then my best friend played Martha Washington.
Ooh.
And that was really fun for us.
Yeah, I bet.
And I was so big. I was so tall that she, I remember, wore my kindergarten Halloween costume to be Martha Washington.
That's hilarious.
And I felt really embarrassed by that.
Wow. Okay, it's falling on stage during your one line when you thought you were going to be the star of the show is...
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the worst outcome of that play for you.
It could not have been worse. I was so, and just really hard for me. I've grown a lot since then, but I did have a bit of an ego.
You've grown
just
a
to
lot
be
since then.
A little bit, just like a tiny bit. I've emotionally grown. And I just remember after the show, all the parents, you know, people coming up to people, oh my God, you guys are so amazing. My boyfriend, everyone's, oh my God, you were such a good Humpty Dumpty. And just like nobody came.
Yeah,
everyone was just like,
just
are
like,
you okay?
Are you good?
Is your head okay? And people are kind of like just feeling bad for me.
Oh,
very hard
no.
for a Leo to
Did your
in.
Friends say anything to you about it?
I swear, literally, I blacked out. I'm like, I have no memory
well,
of like what happened after.
You literally did black out.
Yeah. Like, I have no memory. There's so many times because I don't remember a lot of my childhood. That was also, I was like, I'm having a hard time remembering an embarrassing moment. And then I tell stories and I'm like, I think I've gotten like 40 concussions during my childhood. Like, I'll just tell stories. I'm like, and then I fell and slammed my head against a cliff.
Yeah.
And it was like really scary. And people were like, well, that's not, you should go to the doctor.
Did like after that, were you like known in school by the other kids as like the princess that fell?
I hope not. Probably. I never thought
Did
of that.
Did it tarnish your reputation?
Well,
now we're just bringing up all the possible worst
things. The worst
things.
Exactly.
What else?
Okay, so if you had like, if you could give yourself if you could give the princess one piece of advice, like if you could say one thing to her, what do you think you would say?
Oh. I think, was this before or after the fall?
Just like now, just, or I don't know. What would you say
I was
before?
Very different after the fall.
I would
okay,
say
so it was
after
life-changing,
the fall,
yeah.
Like, maybe because after. You dealt with it in a certain way then and you felt embarrassed. And now as an adult looking back, like what's the advice you would give her knowing better maybe?
I think I would be like, nobody thinks you're cool. Just have fun.
Just have
nobody
fun.
Nobody likes you.
Nobody
don't,
likes
don't
you.
Don't try to be cool.
You're an idiot. No one thinks you're cool.
That's a first.
It is like a huge pressure. There's a lot of pressure taken off when you just say, hey, yeah. No one thinks you're cool and no one cares, so just do whatever you want because yeah. No exactly. One thinks you're cool.
It's this is why ultimate. I can't be a parent. This would be the advice. I'd be like, your math grades don't matter. Nothing matters. No one
no,
will care
I think
or remember
that's
this.
Good. Well, you know, but I sometimes think that people who had it really, it was really easy for them to be cool in like high school or middle school. It's like cool by what standard? By like societal standards.
Exactly.
And so if it's easy for you to fit in, you're never going to go explore who you really are.
Exactly. And who I was. Yeah. Was a yeah. Small squirrel trying to get out
bring
to break
back
out.
The squirrel.
It was so embarrassing. And I used to tell this joke with him. He had this joke, which actually really doesn't relate to being a squirrel at all, but I would always be like, well, this was early. This is like first, second grade. I was kind of playing around. I was, as they would call it, workshopping Nutty the Squirrel. And I would say, what was it? It was like, wow, I can't believe I'm forgetting this. I was so confident that I remember it. It was like, basically the gist of the joke is that I would say, wow, I cannot believe I'm forgetting this.
Here,
it involves a cheese stick.
I'll tell a joke. Well, I'm going to tell a joke.
Okay,
you
let me remember.
Okay. Hey, Alina.
Hey, Nicole.
What kind of bees make milk?
I don't know.
Boobies.
That was good. And weirdly enough,
do you remember?
Made me remember.
Okay.
And I realized why it was hard for me to remember, because it isn't a joke at all. As I was like, well, that's right. Yeah, that's not funny at all. I would hold up, my mom would have me a cheese stick in my lunch every day, and I would do the nutty voice and go, this isn't just a cheese stick. It's a cheese stick. And then I would await the laughter. And this
wait,
is where
I don't even get it.
Neither do I. That's why I couldn't. I was like, well, wait, what's the punchline? And then I was like, I don't think there is one. But my mom's friend Sarah gave me so much false confidence because she thought it was so funny. Like, she would be like, say the cheese stick joke. And I really was like, this is incredible. And now looking back, I'm like, that's not even a fucking joke. That's terrible.
Well, but look at you now. You're a comedian. Hey,
thank you so much.
Wait, I think you should make merch that says, this isn't just a cheese stick. This is
a
cheese
stick. That will sell out. People will be clamoring.
And I know you're selling merch right now. So you should just add that to the collection.
I might. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it.
It's kind of funny to me.
It's
like
stupid.
An anti-joke funny.
Funny
to me.
Yeah. I was a genius.
Yes. Say it.
Okay, where can everybody find you?
Oh, my God. You can find me at Kendall Landreth across all platforms. That's all. But my name is spelled weird. It's K-E-N-D-A-H-L. It's my first name.
Kendall.
Kendall Landreth. It sounds very German.
It is German.
Your last name.
It is my grandma's name. This is even more German. My grandma's name was Hilla Drusilla Kraus.
Oh,
wow.
Yes.
That's a princess name.
Yeah. She wasn't, unfortunately. She was not a princess.
All right. Thank you, Hammy.
Thank you so much
for being here.
No one's ever really called me that before.
We're going to make it a thing now.
Thank you.
Hashtag Hammy.
#Hammy.
Don't forget to follow @AwkwardStagePod and leave us a review, like the podcast, tell all your friends.
And also if you have an awkward story from your awkward stage, please DM us on Instagram and we might read it in the podcast.
Yeah, we're just gonna read it. Yes. Or you can like send us a voicemail, we'll just put it over Kendall's face.
I can't wait to listen. Are you guys gonna end up sharing your awkward?
We did in the first episode,
which is good.
Which already dropped when this comes out. So.
Perfect. We'll go watch that, everybody. Yeah. That's going to be incredible.
See you next time.
See you next week.
Hear you next week.
Bye.
Bye.